Imagine having your eyes on the ball in the air. You catch it, and that is the last thing you remember of the game after waking up in a hospital bed with a killing headache. Did you know that around 3.8 million concussions occur in sport each year, and as many as 50% of them go unreported, as seen in the graph? Concussion refers to a disturbance in brain function caused by a direct or indirect force to the head. It can result in temporary loss of brain skills such as memory and thinking. Concussion is a very common issue in a variety of sports, but especially those involving contact, collision, and high speed. Rugby league, rugby union, and AFL have the highest reported rates of concussion, but it still affects athletes playing netball, soccer, cricket, and martial arts. Have you noticed the recent stories on concussions? Players constantly suffering from head traumas, then seeking a second opinion from a doctor away from their sport? It makes you wonder why they are wanting a separate opinion. Are the doctors giving them the right advice? Are they actually healthy enough to play the following week? In my opinion, I do not believe that players get the right advice, and they are just told what they want to hear, which is that they can play next week. Concussion is a serious injury involving the brain, and I believe there should be a better process to determine if the player is fit to play. There have been many cases recently involving NRL players, Isaiah Yeo for example. Isaiah Yeo suffered consecutive concussions and then went and saw a specialist. The end result was him missing 2 weeks, as the specialist was still concerned over a possible minor bleed around the brain. Playing could have resulted in further damage and possibly permanent damage. His teammate Regan Campbell-Gillard stated,
"You don't actually realise the thought process they have when they get concussed. They don't know what's going on, and a couple of days later, they tell you something and you don't remember anything. It's a bit of an eye-opener."
Concussions have raised awareness on the impacts they have had on players' life after their retirement. In particular, there have been talks about past players who have been diagnosed with health conditions, with hints that their head knocks throughout their career could be the cause of their conditions. Andrew Johns, the 8th immortal in the NRL, has recently been diagnosed with epilepsy, suffered for years, and has had episodes while commentating and during his sleep. He has addressed his condition and has made comment that his head knocks could have been a part of his epilepsy. In an interview on Channel 9, he's him state that the concussions throughout his career could have caused his epilepsy.
Chat with Matty though, and discussing your epilepsy, the mild epilepsy that you're now dealing with at the moment. But on the back of that too, you've been at pains to make it clear you're not blaming rugby league.
We don't know for sure.
Exactly, it may have been a contributing factor.
We don't know for sure if the concussions has led to the epilepsy. Exactly. But they said they can't be sure. So I chose my words pretty careful, that it may have contributed, but we don't know.
Spot on.
This is a scary possibility for young talent coming through the ranks in not only rugby league, but in any sport. Sporting organisations like the NRL should implement more rules to prevent concussions from occurring and to also force players who have suffered a head trauma to get appropriate medical advice before being allowed to play again. This could result in weeks on the sidelines, and we all know how hard it is to sit and watch. But would you rather watch from the side or possibly suffer from health conditions later in life? Concussion is a serious injury that definitely needs closer attention. It affects every single one of us. Being sporting athletes and by working together and providing knowledge to each other can help to prevent further repercussions. I hope your view on this issue has changed, and with this information will make you think deeper into seeking appropriate medical help. For further information regarding concussions in sport, please visit www.concussionsinsport.gov.au. Thank you.